Hi everyone, welcome to Lola's Frugal Life. This is episode number 272 and this is my weekly meal plan. So please stick around for a few quick words from our sponsor and we'll get right into the show.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hi everyone, welcome back to my weekly meal plan. If you're new, this episode is simply just me sharing with you what my meal plan is for the upcoming week for my family. The meal plan is just for dinners. I think meal planning is really important for many reasons, for saving money, wasting less food, reducing stress, and trying to figure out what's for dinner. So I do this meal plan to maybe help provide you with some inspiration or ideas to get your meal plan together. I do not have new recipes all the time. I use a very simple meal rotation for the meals that I make all the time just to keep things simple. I do add in new recipes once in a while, but for the most part, it's kind of the same things because I think it's important to do the same things if that's what you have time for, and at least you have something on your plan to eat for dinner. So this week's meal plan starts Saturday, January 29th. So for Saturday, I'm going to be doing slow cooker Salisbury steak, which is from allrecipes.com. I haven't made this in a while, but it's really good. I really like the homemade Salisbury steaks. They're kind of just like little hamburgers with gravy, and they cook in the crock pot for about half a day. They don't cook like the whole entire day, so this is something that I think is better for a weekend or a day that you might be home, that you don't have to like just leave the crock pot going the entire day. And then as a side, I'm going to do vegetarian tater tot casserole 2, Roman numeral 2, which is also from allrecipes.com. This is basically just like like tater tots, sour cream, cheddar cheese, and cream of mushroom soup, and you bake it in the oven. So we're going to do that for Saturday. For Sunday, I'm going to be doing air fryer whole chicken, which is from belloftheKitchen.com. It's basically just you take a whole chicken, like a smaller one, depending on the size of your air fryer, and you season it and you put it in the air fryer and it cooks in there, just similar like a rotisserie chicken. And then as a side, I'm going to be doing easy lo mein, which is from damndelicious.net, damndelicious.net. This is like lo mein noodles with like mushrooms and peppers and snow peas and spinach and a bunch of vegetables. So it's good, and it was pretty quick and easy to make. I made it one other time, I think. So that's for Sunday. So Monday we're doing hamburgers. We do hamburgers every other Monday. I don't have a recipe for the hamburgers. I just take ground beef and make them into patties and cook it up in a frying pan. I'm also going to be doing the best black bean burgers I've ever had, which is from sallysbakingaddiction.com. My one daughter doesn't eat meat, so I kind of alternate like a homemade veggie burger with Impossible Burgers on the nights that we have hamburgers. I'm also going to be doing a can of vegetarian pork and beans and oven fresh seasoned potato wedges, which is from allrecipes.com. Those are like just a really simple potato wedge. You basically cut the potatoes into wedges and you toss them with olive oil and Parmesan cheese and some seasonings in a Ziploc bag, and then you just bake them in the oven. I've more recently started making those with the pan lined with parchment paper because I used to use foil, and half the time the potatoes would like stick to the foil and it was really annoying. So just a tip there. For Tuesday, we are doing Chipotle night. Every Tuesday we do some type of Mexican theme meal. So when I say Chipotle night, we're not ordering out. I make like homemade Chipotle bowls. I take some chicken and I cut it up into bite-sized pieces and I toss it with some olive oil and some chili powder and seasoned salt. And then I broil it until it's just like a little bit crispy. And then I'll put out like brown rice and black beans and cheddar cheese and sour cream and salsa and all that kind of stuff. And everyone can just make their own Chipotle bowls. For Wednesday, I'm doing shrimp scampi bake, which is from allrecipes.com. This is just a pretty simple way to make shrimp scampi. You basically just like melt butter in a big dish, and you mix it with Dijon mustard and lemon juice, and then you can do garlic and parsley if you would like. And then you just put the shrimp in there and you bake it in the oven, and that's it. And I usually do spaghetti with it, and you just you just toss the shrimp into the spaghetti when it's done, and that's it. It makes it just like a really good, quick, easy meal, like a one dish kind of, like a one, yeah, what do you call it, like where it's like all in one together. Like after you make the pasta, you just mix it all in with the spaghetti, and that's the meal. So we're doing that for Wednesday. We usually do seafood on Wednesdays. On Thursday, if that's the night I go grocery shopping, so I always do something easy. We usually either do soup and grilled cheese, or we do breakfast for dinner. So this Thursday, I'm going to be doing soup and grilled cheese. I'm going to be making a quick pasta fazool, which is from allrecipes.com, and it's just a pretty quick, easy soup to make. I usually try and do an Instant Pot or a crock pot soup, but I'm going to try and make this. You know, pasta fazool is just like pasta with beans and like a red broth, you know, with sauce. So I'm going to try that. Hopefully it's quick enough to make for my Thursday night, easy night cooking. But we'll see. I haven't made that in a while, so I thought that would be something good for a change. And then for Friday, I'm going to be doing mushroom pork chops, which is also from allrecipes.com. This is basically just like pork chops sauteed in a frying pan with fresh mushrooms and a can of cream of mushroom soup. And then I'm going to serve those with Chef John's mashed potatoes from allrecipes.com. The potato recipe is really more just like a method of how to cook the potatoes. You cook them basically just cut in half. And then when they're done cooking, you kind of heat them back up on the stove to get some of the water out before you add like your milk and seasonings and stuff. It seems to kind of help them absorb the milk and everything a little bit better without having like the moisture in the potato. And then I'm also going to be doing carrot fries with ketchupy ranch, which is from foodnetwork.com. And as I've said, every time I make this recipe, I've never actually made the ketchupy ranch dip. I usually just do the carrot fries. They taste kind of like similar to like a sweet potato fry, but I think they're a good side dish. The ketchupy ranch they talk about is really just mixing ketchup and ranch dressing together. So I just haven't done that before when I've made those. So that's it for this week's meal plan. I hope this inspired you in some way to get your meal plan together. All of the recipes can be found on my website at lolasfrugallife.com. I create a blog post each week that matches up with the podcast meal plan that's shared. So any of the recipes that were mentioned, you can find them on that blog post with links to the recipes. So don't forget, you can always email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. You can also join our private listeners group at facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. And if you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so that I can see you're listening. Also, if you could please take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, that would be really helpful to me. Those ratings and reviews are what boost my show in search results when people are looking for something similar to this podcast. And just as an FYI, there's also a link to support the podcast financially if that's something you're interested in the show notes. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a really awesome day. Are you in the mood to learn something new? Well, Skillshare is now offering 1 month free of Skillshare Premium. Unlock a passion, side hustle, or new professional skill with thousands of classes in design, business, and more. Start your 1 month free trial now by using the link within the podcast notes for this episode. There's no commitment and you can cancel at any time. So why not go ahead and learn a new skill that you have always wanted to have?